Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Welcome to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Kristen Corey, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio at 1510 AM, Yahoo Sports Radio, heard every second Sunday at 6 PM. You can also tune into our show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Friends, we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And one thing that no spiritual teaching talks about is that we need to keep our channels up. So luckily, we have Lynn McGonigal here with us to explain what that means. Hello, Lynn.
Kristen, it is wonderful to be here with you again this month. I'm really enjoying this new format. Thank you for being part of it.
My pleasure and privilege indeed. So delighted to be here with you and excited to learn what we are going to learn today. Now, many spiritual teachings talk about the God within and talk about listening to your intuition and talk about getting, you know, that inner voice, starting to hear that inner voice. But what you talk about is keeping your channels up. So can you explain that to us, please?
I can, but what I would really like to do is start with an opening process, which is a process of creating sacred space for ourselves and for our lives. And we have the right, friends, we have the right to live our lives in sacred space, but it's up to us to create it. So let's drop inside right now, take 5 minutes to change our experience of life for this radio show and for the day and for as long as you wish. All you have to do is do this again. So now, drop into your body. If you're in a place where it's safe to do so, I invite you to close your eyes. It makes it easier to draw your focus inward if your eyes are closed. And just for a moment, notice your body. Notice your breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, breathe into it with love. Pain is just a messenger. It's not here to punish us. It's only here to bring us a message that's so important that our body is shouting to us. And now, the moment we figure out what the message is and act on it, the pain goes away. If you're body has discomfort that's taking longer than just this momentary focus to release, then make a date to come back to it. And of course, keep your promise. It doesn't work to lie to our bodies. And now draw the focus into the fullness of the heart chakra. Big, big heart chakras. Chakras are commonly depicted as very small, the size of basketballs or sometimes even smaller, sometimes grapefruits. And I've never met anyone with a chakra smaller than a hula hoop in diameter. And some people have chakras much larger than that. So right now, stretch your arms out, fingertip to fingertip, and consider that your heart chakra is that big, that wide. And if it's that wide, it's that tall also. So now let's take the fullness of this heart chakra and align it with universal presence. And right now I coughed. Coughing is a very common reaction to energy shifting. So friends, if your body wants to cough right now, that doesn't mean you're ill. It means that the energy is beginning to shift, and we want the energy to shift. So let your body cough if it needs to do that. That lets the shift happen. So align the fullness of this heart chakra with universal presence, and now we'll start to draw light and love from universal source straight into the front of the heart chakra, filling it so full of love, it bulges and expands, and then exhales out the back in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us, front to back, front to back, front to back, flowing through us and through our lives. Let's let our focus move out the back of the heart chakra now with this river of love, and we'll start to open up the back of the heart chakra too. Big, big, big heart chakras, big, big, big backs of the heart chakras, opening them wide to that element of divine presence we're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness or Buddha nature, divine mother, or something else entirely. We don't even need to know what it is. We can invite it in by feel, by pitch, by vibration, until once again the chakra bulges and expands and exhales out the front in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us, front to back, through us and through our lives. Now I'm swishing this river of light and love back to front and front to back through the heart chakra, creating turbulence, cleansing, clearing, even swishing left to right and right to left. Chakras can be cleared from any angle. And now we begin to draw our focus down to the feet and through the feet, connecting now into the very center of the planet. We begin to draw up from the center of the planet, divine planetary energy, Father Earth and Mother Earth, drawing these through us and around us in an upward rising river of love flowing through us and through our lives, letting this river flow up, 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 up to the crown and through the crown, connecting into source above. As we do that, we start to draw up our energy bodies, draw our channels up, straightening and aligning our vertical channels of our energy body. We'll talk more about this in just a few minutes. And now we draw the focus to the crown and through the crown, connecting into source above, the rainbow of healing frequencies. We're starting to draw in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, have ever had access to in any lifetime, will ever have access to in any life still to come. We're drawing these through us and around us in a downward flow of love, letting the rivers now flow sky to earth, sky to earth, sky to earth. Now we'll swish these rivers of light and love top to bottom and bottom to top, creating a turbulence through the energy body, cleansing, clearing. Now we'll draw the focus to the intersection area of heart chakra and vertical channels, a big, 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 big sphere, big, big ball, bigger than outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip, letting it build a critical mass of love, and poof, instantly, it expands into a huge bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, growing, learning space for us to have our talk in today, for us to live our lives in today. I'm noticing the outside of the bubble, strong, light, bright, resilient, crackling with light, with love, with electricity. It's really clear. Only beings that we invite in can join us. All others pass around. It's private, sacred, healing, learning, growing space in here. I'm asking for all of our guides and the angels and the healing light beings to join us, all the higher dimension beings who are willing to be with us today. We're grateful. Grateful for your presence. Now right around us, there's spinning a vortex like a white tornado, a tornado of divine love. Tornadoes suck things up, don't they? And so this vortex is taking away everything that's being released. The moment it's being released, leaving us continually in clear, sacred space. And right down the center of the vortex is flowing a waterfall of love, pure essence of divine love, the living waters flowing through us and around us, filling the space that we inhabit with divine love, pooling at the floor on our feet, creating a beautiful foundation for us to live our lives in. Friends, we have the right to live our lives in sacred space. In 5 minutes, you can change your experience of life. I invite you to use that opening process over and over again. We have it freely shared on our website, recordings of the opening process, lightworkersmethod.com, lightworkersmethod.com. Our learning resources tab, the whole right side is free. If you look under audio, recordings, you'll find recordings of the opening process, and I invite you to download them and use them. Use them.
What a beautiful gift. And it's such a beautiful gift from the universe to be able to have access to this opening process. I know I do it several times a day. And I don't always really realize what a beautiful, beautiful gift it is. Sometimes I'm in a hurry and I'm doing it, and I sat here listening to this just now and with tears in my eyes, so grateful for this incredible gift that we've been given, and thank you and thanks, Source.
It is a gift that we've been given. All of us have been given it. It's not a gift from me. I just want to clarify to all our friends who are joining us in this conversation that this is a channeled modality, a channeled curriculum, and a channeled conversation. I'm actively channeling right now. I'm actively channeling in all the classes. The classes are channeled in advance and in the moment. This is not channeled in advance. This is just a conversation channeled in the moment. But I am actively channeling, and so what's coming through is coming through. And your question, Kristen, is well taken. What is this talk about intuitive channels? So I'd like to begin with that conversation right now.
Yes. Friends, I'm Kristen Corey, your co-host, and I'm here with Lynn McGonigal, who is the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. You can, of course, find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method at lightworkersmethod.com. But right now, we have Lynn right here with us, who is an open channel and an open vessel to the universe. And what we're talking about is how to keep our channels up, pointed up to source in a world where everyone's channels are straight out.
Fabulous. And so what I'd like to do first is simply talk about what is a channel? What is a channel? Our intuitive channels are you could think of them as antenna, the energy structures that we use to sense subtle energy. And our intuitive channels wave around looking for input. And when they latch on something that seems interesting, they'll start to draw input from it. Now, our world has evolved for 4 billion years with us paying attention to each other as well as to the future and to the past. And so we all have our intuitive channels horizontal, trying to figure out how are the people around me going to react? What is going to happen in the future? What's happening behind my back that I need to be aware of? We are trying to keep ourselves safe in a world that can be frightening. And so we have our focus out around us, right here at ground level. This is normal. This is natural. I'm not saying that this was wrong. What I'm saying is this is the way it's always been. It has. But now we're coming to a point in time where we, as a biosphere, are in serious trouble. We're headed for trouble, friends. We are. And now this becomes a time where we have to change our ways. The ways we've been using since the beginning of our planet aren't allowing us to change fast enough to avoid the iceberg that's dead ahead. If we were the Titanic, now would be the time to start turning the wheel to avoid the iceberg. So friends, all these beautiful wisdom traditions and many, many, many cultures speak of the time of the awakening. Different words are used, but we're all fundamentally saying the same thing. The time of awakening is now. It's time to wake up now. What does that mean? What does that mean? Friends, this means it's time to take our intuitive focus and start to point it up. Start to point it up. Start to point it up. This word, intuition, can mean so many different things. All it actually means is that we're picking something up subtly. We're not picking it up from our physical eyes and our physical ears and our physical hands. We're picking it up at a more subtle level. But we could be picking it up from a variety of sources depending on where our intuitive channels are focused. So, for example, if our intuitive channels are on the people around us, we could be picking up their thoughts about a situation and feeling that it's intuition. Conversely, we could have our intuitive channels dug inside of us, and we could be picking up information from our physical body, which is better than picking it up from the people around us. But it's not the highest source of information that's available to us. So far, so good. Is this making sense so far?
It is. You know, I'm wondering about people who are on a spiritual path. You know, we the Bible teaches, for example, we are our brother's keeper. So I'm wondering how this will translate, or how people on a spiritual path will be able to metabolize this idea, in the sense that if I take my channels off my fellow brother, then I'm not empathetic or have no compassion. I don't care about what they are experiencing. Is that what you mean?
Oh, no. Actually, I don't mean that at all. I mean to step a step beyond that. Let me explain a little bit more. We remove our intuitive focus from the people around us, and we point our intuitive focus up to the guides, to the angels, to the higher dimensions. Point our intuitive focus up, saying to Source, by any name, tell me what to do in order to be of service to my brothers and sisters around us. And so now there's step two, which we teach in the Lightworkers Healing Method, which is put our channels up, our intuitive focus up, look up for direction. We also call it turn the steering wheel of your life over to your guides. Let the guides decide. We push the accelerator. We power the process, but we let the guides decide what to do, tell us what to do, and then we follow their instructions. And now, have we talked enough about the channels before I move into the merge? Because that's where this topic is going.
I'm not sure. For me, I picture my channels looking like, I feel like I'm Medusa with a bunch of giant snakes all around me, or big giant spaghetti, you know, and I can see them sometimes going out, going down, going up. Sometimes when I'm very good, they go straight up. But that's sort of what I picture them like, with little heads on them, like they grouse around and they try to smell out anything that's going on around me or behind me or above me, like you said. And that's what I feel like, and I'm constantly trying to comb them up. But is that about what you're describing?
Yes, and how I think of it, what you're describing is beautiful. Now, I've done a lot of scuba diving. I grew up in Florida on the beach, in a beach community, and I did a lot of scuba diving from the time I was 13 on, and so I know what a sea anemone looks like. It has all these tentacles, and if there's surf, if there are waves down where the sea anemone is growing on the reef, the tentacles will get they will move in the surf. They will wave around as the waves come through. And so that to me is a beautiful descriptive of how the intuitive channels act. They're trying to scope out what's. They have consciousness too, and perhaps that's why you relate to them as if they have heads, because they have consciousness too, and they're trying to figure out what's going on, but they're blown about by the tide that's going around us. And so it is a process of helping our channels understand that when they look up to the guides, to the angels, to Source, that is where love comes from. That is where truth comes from. That is where wisdom and healing and all things good are coming from. All things good are coming from Source. So as our channels begin to start to grow up and calm themselves up, then we can begin to access more consistently what is actually true about ourselves, about our lives, and about the world around us. And until we get those channels up and can start to consistently access truth, we are pushed around by the currents of life. Sometimes it feels good. It feels like we're going with the flow, and we are. And then sometimes it feels not good in that we are going with the flow and we don't like where the flow is taking us. So the point is this, is to come to a place in our lives where we are no longer carried around by the currents of life, but instead are standing strong right here where we are, being who our souls have come into bodies to be, living lives from the perspective of the soul, channels up to the guides, looking up for guidance, handing the steering wheel of our lives over to our guides, and labels don't matter. Different people use words differently. So to some people, guardian angels are the term that work. Spirit guides are a Native American term for guardian angels. We're all talking about the same thing. We're talking about these wise, loving beings who are connected with us and know everything about us and love us unconditionally. So when I say hand the intuitive channels up, draw them up, hand the steering wheel to the guides, I'm talking about those wise, loving beings. And I know that we're coming up on a break, so I would just like to pause here. So friends, our website is lightworkersmethod.com, lightworkersmethod.com. There's so many freely shared resources in our Learning Resources tab. I invite you to go there. Use them. Use them. They're here. They're gifts for you. Take them. Use them.
You are listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I'm your co-host, Kristen Corey, here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. You can find out more about this healing method at lightworkersmethod.com. You can be who your soul wants you to be, and in just a few minutes, we'll be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Jen Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, on a spiritual journey inward where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Exceptional Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies to support children who have learning differences, energetic sensitivities, behavior concerns, and/or heightened intuitive abilities.
Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that will help these magnificent children shine their inner light to the fullest. This show is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Join us the third Sunday of each month at 7 p.m. for The Door is Open, Walk Right In, for fascinating discussion topics from Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, to psychology and tarot, to hypnosis, to strength-based recovery. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio at 1510 AM Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm Kristen Corey, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, the host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. Welcome back, Lynn.
Welcome back to you too, Kristen. It is so wonderful to be in this conversation. I so appreciate the question you started with today. It's beautiful.
So to reiterate my question, we're talking about how to keep our channels up in a world who have their all their intuitive channels out horizontally. And I guess my question is that came out of our last segment is that as a student of the Lightworkers Healing Method, I'm on a path that is on the search for truth, and yet I know that for me, it's hard to keep my channels up all the time. I'm in a room surrounded by people with opinions, and I feel them all coming down to either protect myself or to listen to what they're saying or to want to be, quote-unquote, you know, empathetic or compassionate. And immediately I find, oh, I forgot. How can we learn to put our channels up, to keep our channels up? What do we need to do to change the way we are in the world?
That's a beautiful question, and I think it seems clear that before we rush to the how, let's talk just a bit more about the why, because until we feel that this is truly something we want to do, all the how in the world isn't going to get us there. Mm-hmm. So, friends, we have come into bodies for reasons. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born. We know there are going to be challenges, but we expect to win. We do. And then we're born, and it's harder than we thought it was going to be. And we begin to play the game of life smaller, getting smaller, lowering our goals, settling for, and that's when our lives start to get off track. And so many people are suffering from this pattern of playing smaller in the game of life. This is where keeping the channels up is helpful, because our guides are these wise, loving beings who have been connected with us for eons, and their commitment to us, their soul promise to us, is to help us live the lives we've come here to live. The last thing we say to them before we drop into our bodies at birth is, help me do it this time. And they say, yes, I will. And they are now engaged forever, start to finish, from birth to death, in helping us live our soul plans. Now, how do we hear them? That's the question, right?
Yes.
Here's where the channels up enters into the conversation. First, we have to grow our intuitive channels. Now, for some of us, we've already been working with subtle energy, so we have nicely developed intuitive channels. Usually, and now this is based on the hundreds and hundreds of people who are coming through our program now, with every possible background and every possible energy healing modality, we seem to be the last stop. The last stop on the train of learning energy healing, is that people have these well-developed intuitive channels, but they're all going down on their subjects. And so when they're working with a healing subject, the person's on the massage table, and the intuitive channels of almost everyone, when they walk in the room, of everyone so far, I mean, there could be somebody who walks through the door tomorrow who doesn't have the alignment, but so far all the hundreds of people and hundreds of people that come through all have their channels down, so that they can scope out directly what's going on with this person. So now we have to start the process of retraining our intuitive channels to get them to go up to the guides, because the person doesn't know how to solve their issues. If they did, they wouldn't. People aren't stupid. You know, if they knew how to solve their problems, they would solve them. They don't know how to solve their problems, but their guides do. Their guides do. And so by learning to work with others, it's actually so much easier to work with someone else as our subject than it is to work with our own lives. With our own lives, we have our own fears that trip us up. We call it the DDD, the dilemma of delusion and denial. And we get stuck in these traps and we can't tell what's what. But when we're working with someone else, it's easier. So by practicing with other people and putting our channels up to their guides and saying, what does this person need right now? How can I be of service to this person who's right in front of me? How can I help my sister or my brother live his or her own soul plan, be who he or she came into a body to be? That's when our channels start to go up. Does this make sense?
It does.
So far, so good?
So far, so good. I have a question, and that is, I'm wondering if we're all normally and naturally sort of born not to put our channels up, but sometimes it feels as though my guides or my guidance whispers in my ear, and I'm wondering, is that true? You know, many people feel as though they do have a relationship with their guides. I'm sure that their channels aren't up or up all the time, but is it true that there? That when this, it's not always just our inner thoughts about things, it is sometimes our guides sort of reaching down and whispering in our ear.
Oh, absolutely. When we're in the moments where we are bathed in light and we're feeling the love flowing from source, and we're just in those precious moments that can occur in meditation, or they can occur in dancing, or they can occur when we're watching the sunset or when we're petting our dog, these moments that we feel connected to source, our energy bodies are soft and they're open, and our guides are reaching through to us right then. They love us so much. They love us so much. They're reaching through to us and saying things that we can in moments here. Of course we can. When we aren't afraid, we can hear our guides very clearly. Does that feel true?
Yes.
What I'm talking about is the moments that are scary. Because that's when we need it most, right? Mm-hmm. That is when we need it most. It's not in the happy moments when we're sipping the tea and we're rocking in our rocking chair and we're looking out on the foggy morning and seeing the sun starting to peek through and our hearts are opening up and we're hearing our guides and we're journaling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those moments are flowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's when the pressure is on and our life isn't going well and the doctor is standing in front of us saying, you have to decide, are you going to have the surgery, yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the times when someone is saying, you have to decide, are you going to sell your house, yes or no? You have to decide, are you going to get divorced, yes or no? Those are the moments I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in those moments, when if we get fearful, and it's a natural reaction to get fearful, then so this isn't coming from a harsh or judgmental place. It's just reality, right? Those are scary times, and we get fearful, right?
Yes.
It's hard to hear the guides when we're scared, and our intuitive channels are whipping around like the snakes you were talking about, or like the sea anemone tentacles that are being blown in heavy surf. And the channels are just going every which way, looking for something that's going to tell them what to do. Now's the time when it helps to have two things. First, a habit of looking up, and secondly, enough what we call upward rising earth energy to help us to help us live in a current of upward rising flow that keeps our channels up.
Now, surely there are people who pray a lot and meditate a lot and go to church or whatever their spiritual practices a lot, and so when you say looking up, surely there must be people whose channels are up somewhere.
Well, there are a lot of people with open crowns. So the people that you are talking about, I believe I understand what you're saying, and I could be wrong, so correct me if it seems like I'm misunderstanding. But there are people who spend a lot of time in meditation and prayer, and they have a beautiful open crown. They have a beautiful open crown, and when it's quiet and peaceful and they're in meditation, they can hear guidance. It's dropping down through their open crown. That's not the same as an intuitive channel that's developed. I've watched people who are beautiful and have exactly that background that you're describing, and I watch them be clear when they're in their meditation state or their prayer state, and then be amazingly confused when they go out into the world.
Mm.
And so it's the difference between an open crown and intuitive channels pointed up.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you so much for that clarification. It's time for our second break.
That happened fast.
So just 1 minute, we're going to go to a break. And I want to remind you that you are listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm your co-host, Kristen Corey, here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. You can find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method at www.lightworkersmethod.com. Friends, you can be who your soul wants you to be. And stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, we will be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Money makes us react.
It has a way of eliciting an immediate response. From our home life to our own business environment, money is usually front and center. For CPA Jane Honig and psychotherapist Spencer Melnick, the debate is not about what you do with your money. It's about how you feel, react, and interact when it comes to money. Join us at 6 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of every month to explore the money dynamic, part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio at 1510 AM Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm Kristen Corey, your co-host with Lynn McGonigal, the host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. We are talking today about keeping our intuitive channels up and how we can do that and why we'd like to do that. Lynn, welcome back.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank you. I very much have been enjoying this conversation.
I am grateful for the opportunity to have this conversation with you, and I'm learning a lot, and I am appreciative of that opportunity. And I'm sure that our listeners are learning a lot as well. So you being an open channel, I know that you know exactly where we should head next in our last segment. So I leave it to the guides in this moment. I'm sure they have a lot to say.
Well, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. It's not that I know what is needed. It's that I know who does know. I know who does know, and I know where to point my intuitive channels in order to pick up on the vibrations that they are sending. And then because I've been working with this for 24 years, I do have a certain comfort with interpreting the vibrations and converting them into English. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what they're really wanting to get to is this. Friends, we have a soul plan. We do. We have a soul plan. We have a reason for coming into our bodies. We do. And the purpose of life is to live our soul plans. And when we do that, what we discover is that we become joyful. Joy starts occurring at bizarre moments. We're just washing the dishes and all of a sudden we're crying from joy. What's with that, huh? We're just driving down the street and all of a sudden joy is coming out of us so much that we want to roll down the windows and shout wonderful things at the traffic around us, which would probably land us in the loony bin. I'm not recommending we do that. But the point is this, when we're doing what it is our souls have come into bodies to do, we feel joyful. The purpose of life is joy, and it's up to us to create it. Now, how? How? Right? That's the big question. Of course, nobody's going to say, I don't want to be joyful. Or so far, no one said that to me. So far, everybody says, yes, of course I want to be joyful. Tell me how. Tell me how. And this is how we put our focus up on our guides and ask them what to do. We put our focus up on the guides and ask them to send us some help. We put our focus up on the guides and ask them, what is it I need to know about any particular situation, rather than trying to scope it out directly. When we try to scope things out directly with our intuition, what we hit is the mask that people present to the world. Who's noticed? We all do this. This isn't about those bad people over there who do it. Who notices they're different when they're by themselves than they are when they're surrounded by other people?
Yes.
We act different. This is how we all are. This is how we all are. And so when we put our intuitive channels out into the world, what we hit is the mask that people are presenting to the world, which is fine. It's fine, but that's not the most helpful bit of information. It's much better, far better, to put our channels up to our guides and say, show me what I need to know about that person. Tell me what would be helpful information about that person. And this is not scoping them out directly. This is not being a peeping, a subtle energy peeping Tom. This is not being a subtle energy voyeur. This is channels up to our guides saying, tell me what I need to know so that I can live my life effectively. Mm-hmm. And when we do this, then sometimes we become aware of the deep challenges those people have had. We become aware of how terrified they are of certain circumstances. We become aware of the pain they're carrying in their hearts. And then we find that we don't have to stress or strain to feel compassion toward them, that it's just overflowing as a natural result. We realize, oh my gosh, this poor person has been through so much. How can I help? How can I help? How can I help? And in addition, we start to discover that perhaps we've been playing small in our lives. There's a tendency to feel like life is hard and that we should ask for things to be easy. There's even this phrase that's come into popularity, the path of ease and grace, looking for ease and grace, ease and grace. Yes, you've heard this before?
Yes, yes, I have.
Absolutely. And so that is not necessarily the path to joy. Easy has one thing to recommend it. It's easy. Fulfilling is different. Joyful is different. Anything worth having is going to take some oomph. It is. It is. Who's ever learned a skill? What have you ever learned a foreign language?
Yes.
Did you learn it to the point that you could have conversations in that language with other people?
Yes.
Was it wonderful?
Yes.
And was it easy?
Absolutely not.
No, it wasn't. How about a skill? Do you have any sports skills? Any sports?
Yes, I'm a ballroom dancer.
Ballroom dancer. Is it fabulous fun?
Yes.
Is it one of the most joyful things you've ever done?
Absolutely.
Is it easy?
No. Not at all.
Not at all. Not at all. To do anything well, we're going to have to put some oomph into it, right?
Right.
Right. But joy comes when we really start to put ourselves out. Is this true?
It is true. And so, it's scary.
And it's scary. And so here we are. We've come into these bodies. We have these soul plans. Our plans as a soul are always to stretch, to grow, to learn, to become more. That's why we're here, to stretch, to learn, to grow, to become more. It's joyful to learn things. It feels good to become more. It does. Watch kids when they learn how to tie their shoelaces themselves. They get so excited. I did it. I did it. Watch kids when they learn to ride a bicycle. They're so excited. I did it. I did it. And so to have that feeling for ourselves in our adulthood as well, I did it. I did it, is so, so wonderful. And so now, as we start to put our focus up to our guides and draw our channels up to our guides. They are reminding us of what we came into bodies to do, and they're saying, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Now get off the couch. Get off your couch and do something. We start where we are, use what we have, and do what we can. We just get going. Wherever we are, we get going with it. And so our guides are forever saying, do more, do more, do more, do more. And as long as it's coming, I didn't say that right, as long as we're doing the other things that it takes in order to be supported, then we feel it's possible and we can keep going. We can keep following the instructions step by step by step. We start to walk our own soul path. We start to walk our life path. When it goes wrong is when we aren't supporting ourselves. We aren't doing all the other things we teach. The Light Workers Healing Method has as its goal to help people live their soul plans. That is the goal. That is the focus. That is the intention. Nothing else. When we help people live their soul plans, the disharmonies of life go away. The diseases of life resolve. We help people live their soul plan, and as if by magic, the disharmonies and diseases fall away. Now we have to still do all these things that it takes to support ourselves, but when we're doing them step by step, we're walking our plan, and then we can keep our channels up to our guides, and we just listen for the next step. Tell me the next thing to do, and then the thing after that, and now what, and now what, and now what.
And know that we don't always know all the reasons why. To just accept the next answer and keep marching forward willingly.
As long as our channels are up, absolutely. Now, sometimes our channels come down into what we call the crazy mind, and the crazy mind can masquerade as the voice of guidance, and it says things that don't even make any sense to the rational mind. You know, it's like it just says crazy things. Mm-hmm. So the key is where our intuitive focus is pointed, because that everybody wants guidance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do we know where the messages are coming from? We need this skill of learning how to discern where our intuitive channels are pointed.
And Source has created an array of opportunities through the Lightworkers Healing Method. We talk about the title of this program being Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, but in fact, Lynn is the author of a wonderful book called The Lightworkers Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And the website for the Lightworkers Healing Method, lightworkersmethod.com, has a host of freely shared opening processes and other transmissions that can be downloaded and listened to, but also a schedule of classes, because there's nothing that compares to being in the room for 2 days, or in some cases 6 days, with Lynn, who is an open vessel for Source and an incredible teacher. And I say that from experience.
Thank you. Thank you. And friends, it's a progressive curriculum, and you can only start at level one. That's where everyone begins, and there are only a couple of level one classes. We just finished one at Kripalu. The next one is March 8th and 9th. There's one May 17th and 18th, and there will be one in the fall. We have not yet set the date. But there are only a few entry-level classes a year, and so if you're drawn to learn how to be who your soul wants you to be, you can do it, friends. You can do it. It's a teachable, learnable skill, not a gift. We can help you do it. We can help you. And I believe our time is up.
I hope you have enjoyed our show for today. I am Kristen Corey, your co-host here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, here on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. You can find out more about Lynn and the Lightworkers Healing Method at lightworkersmethod.com, and join us next month on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. Until we talk again, walk in light, live in light, be light.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Please join us every second Sunday at 6 p.m. and then come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources. As we each do our part, the world transforms. And hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.